Tampa Bay, WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay, WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Welcome back to Living the Good Life in our second hour here live on this Sunday afternoon. We always start at 3 o'clock Eastern time, and we're a 2 hour show, and just so much going on in each of our lives. And I just got a text from Cindy. She will not be joining us today. She's in a lot of pain. She's had some things happen to her. So we just pray for her right now and for others who are ill, wherever you might be, that God would just touch you and heal your body and raise you up. And we thank God for his healing touch. And as we begin this second hour, there's so many important things to talk about on this subject of being fired up with purpose. We're glad you're joining us. I'm Pastor Marcia from Beacon of Hope, and Nan, who plays a lot of important roles in our ministry and has been part of the radio team for a number of years. And it's a joy to be able to share the word every Sunday, isn't it, with our audience?
It really is.
Can you tell them about Go Yard and what that Thursday night show is all about?
It's an hour-long counseling session.
It certainly is, and I love doing that show.
You and Dr. Angel make Falzone. Such a great team on that. And, you know, you most times have a particular topic. You encourage call-in questions or comments or text-in questions and comments.
Yes, that they can we text do. To your, we your get a lot of those.
That you send. And it's just, it's a program that deals with real life issues.
Yes.
And you guys have taken some topics and hit them head on, whereas some people might would want to not hit them head on, but rather put their head in the sand and pretend those things don't exist. But it's encouraging, uplifting. You know, if you have a question or along the lines of what is being discussed, I mean, you can call it in. You're getting answered by yourself, by Dr. Falzone, who is a licensed mental health therapist. I mean, what...
And a PhD.
PhD. I mean, what better way, I mean, to get questions answered, you can call in.
It really is. Use the show. GoYard2014.org is our website. So go there and check it out. It's not a .com. It's a .org. So one more time, GoYard2014.org. Every show we've done since the middle of September when we began through April is on that website, and you can catch up and listen to them. We've done shows on domestic violence. We've done shows on you name it, the topics, finding purpose in your life in a secular way, finding value, all kinds of things. There's just been so much, setting proper boundaries in your life. So go to goyard2014.org and catch up on those shows. They're just an hour long, but they're all right there on our website for you to listen to. And that's another ministry of Beacon of Hope, along with the nursing home ministry that we do the first Sunday of every month. I don't know about you, Nan, but I just always look forward to that. We go to
it's a lot of fun.
Palm Garden Nursing Home in Clearwater, and it's fun, don't we? Have a service, 45-minute service, and those people crack me up because they usually want us to sing more and be there longer.
Sister Mary, little Mary in there.
She's 106. Cookie's 106 and wants us to sing more. It cracks me up.
Yes. It seems like you said that she told you, well, you're younger than me. Why do you have
she
to
stop
now?
She did say that to me. Why are you stopping now? So we do that. Beacon of Hope is a ministry based on the Word of God. That's what we're all about. And, you know, you can become more involved with us by using that prayer line, prayers at bohmglobal.com, by giving financially to the ministry to pay for the radio shows. That would be great. Also, we told you about that a minute ago. Just go to our website, bohmglobal.com, go down to the bottom of the first page, hit donations, and you can use PayPal. So there's all kinds of ways to become involved with the ministry. Now that we are syndicated with Starcom Media, we are in so many different cities now, this show and also the Go Yard show, and around the world in different countries. It's just been quite a year for us here in the radio ministry, hasn't it, Nan? Yeah. And what a blessing.
I like to say something about the donations. You know, if someone listens to the show, this is basically their church service. They don't attend anywhere else. Consider paying tithe into your church service.
Some people do that.
And some people do that. And God really will richly bless you. I was sharing with you how God, you know, I was during a time of not paying tithes and been paying tithes now for a long time now. It's like God literally blessed me in a way I would have never thought it came from the direct direction that he came with some money that I'm going, wow. But I believe that's a direct result
it is.
Of that tithing. And he will reward you. He'll reward you in all kind of way, with health, with relationships. There's all kind of rewards that can come your way just by simply being faithful to what he encourages us
Amen.
To do, likes us to do, commands us.
Amen. So that's a good thing. All right. So we're glad you're here for our second hour. And we're going to start off with a group, Cutlass, What Faith Can Do. Listen to this song. Great song.
Find the strength to rise from the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache. You think it's more than you can take, but you're stronger than you know. Don't you give up now, the sun will soon be shining. You gotta face the clouds to find the silver lining. I've seen dreams that move the mountains. Hope that doesn't ever end, even when the sky is falling. I've seen miracles just happen. Silent prayers get answered. Broken hearts become brand new. That's what faith can do. It doesn't matter what you've heard. Impossible is not a word. It's just a reason for someone not to try. Everybody's scared to death when they decide to take that step out on the water, but it'll be alright. Life's so much more than what your eyes are seeing. You will find your way if you keep.
Praise God. Woo! Faith can change everything. Faith can change everything. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. Nan's got a poem that God gave her in there in the studio while that song was playing. These are not pre-planned poems at all. No. They're given to her on the spot. Pretty darn cool.
Pretty darn cool. You are in need of greater faith this day. Ask me to help you, child, I will. You will make it through the difficulties. By my strength, you will be healed. Have faith upon the words I've promised. I will fulfill the things I say I will do. Release your faith. Let it grow within. You will see mighty things happen to you. Step out, little one. Believe that it will be okay. I'm moving. Have faith and genuinely believe. Read my word. Let it get deep within you. And to the faith you have, totally cleave.
Woo, praise God. That's a great poem. It's talking about just reaching out and believing God and walking in that faith, right? That he's going to move those mountains and change those circumstances. You know, as you were reading that, I just saw Zechariah 4:6-7 in my heart, and it says this: "But for it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord, that you speak to that mountain in your life, and you speak grace to that mountain." I don't know who that is for, but somebody out there needs to hear that. Zechariah chapter 4:6-7. It's speak to that mountain, and it's not by your might. It's not by how strong you are physically or emotionally, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And this is for somebody out there that God is moving in your situation, your circumstances. You've got to reach out and believe him in faith, and you increase your faith. Faith comes by hearing. Faith is grown by you hearing the word, like you're doing right now, listening to this, and getting it down on the inside of you.
It's amazing to see what he does when we do that.
It doesn't?
Oh. You know, I mean, you know, there's been times I could just have been down and out.
Yes.
And tired and weary. And you can read the word, and it just grows within you. And you get feeling better. I mean, there are times, you know, there's some Christian radio stations around here.
Yeah.
And they speak the word.
Right.
They play songs that sing
right.
of the word.
Absolutely.
Like the songs we play on here, they speak the word.
Right.
And I mean, I can, you know, sometimes I get in my car and it's been a long day and I'm really tired. And I can't believe this happened, that happened, the other happened, whatever. And I can put on that praise and worship music. Or if you have a CD, pop it in the CD player.
Yes.
And it's speaking the word. That's speaking the word.
Yes.
And that's another way of getting the word, is listening to those songs that speak the word. And it just changes me.
Oh, it does.
It just changes me.
Because we're just human. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting with verse 5. And what you're talking about, Nan, I did that on, I do it a lot, but on Friday I was in a major computer mess with some work that I was doing on as a realtor. And this went on for a couple hours, and I was in a chat room trying to get help with this mess that was going on this deal. And it got me more and more agitated. Like, it just got worse and worse and worse. And I finally told this lady, I can't do any more right now. I can't, I don't know, this problem is not resolving. You know, you're not fixing it. long story short, I got off the computer, and I just sat there in my desk chair, and I just said, Lord, I feel agitated. I feel distressed over this. I got to teach, because this was just a couple hours before our Friday gathering, maybe 3 or 4 hours. And I said, I got to teach the word tonight. I got to calm down. And I put on the praise and worship music and began to just receive God's peace. And we have, as it says here in 2 Corinthians 4:5, we have this treasure, God's presence, in just ordinary vessels, which are us. Okay? This is 2 Corinthians 4:5 in verses 5 and 6. Can you read it in your King James, and then I'll read it in the Message?
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord.
Amen.
And ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Whoa, I love that. I love that in the King James. That's how I memorized it a long time ago, too. In the Message Bible, it says this: remember, our message is not about ourselves. Boy, we could talk about that for a long time, right? You know, so often we think, well, how can I be effective? I don't know what to say. It's not about us. It's about God's presence in us, just oozing through us, so to speak, you know? Have you ever been around somebody that takes a lot of garlic and it just kind of oozes through their pores?
No, thank goodness.
Oh, it's not pleasant. Or have you ever been around an alcoholic, let's say?
Oh, yes.
And the alcohol just oozes through their pores, and they don't have to say much. You can tell what's coming out of them, right?
Yes.
Spiritually, we need God to ooze through our pores. Mm-hmm. We need God to so permeate our countenance, which is our face, our smile, our eyes. You know, the eyes are the window to the soul. We need to be able to, people need to be able to see Jesus in our eyes. Feel it. Feel him in our touch. Feel him in the comments we make. And in the Message Bible, verses 5 and 6 say this: remember, our message is not about ourselves. That's an important point right there. We're proclaiming Jesus Christ the Master. All we are is messengers, errand runners from Jesus for you. It started when God said, light up the darkness, and our lives filled up with light as we saw and understood God in the face of Christ, all bright and beautiful. We understand God's nature because Jesus came to this earth and he showed us the nature of the Father. And so when we realize, you know, so often we get hung up on this whole topic of fired up with purpose because we feel like we got to memorize so much, or we've got to be able to preach, or we've got to be able to do certain things, teach. Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. God just wants his presence to ooze out of you, you know?
Well, it's like the light, the candle that's set up on the candlestick to shine light out. And the higher that you, you know, take a candle and start it down at, say, the level of, say, if you want to take a nice, hot bath in Calgon, take me away with a candle. You have the candle on the bed, on the side of the tub, it lets out a certain amount of light.
Calgon, take me away?
Calgon, I don't know where that came from. That's from way back.
All righty. That must have been a commercial a long time ago.
I'm sorry about that.
That's
it must
weird.
A long time ago.
That's weird.
But as you lift... I don't know where that came from. As you lift that candle higher and higher, it shines out more light.
That's right.
If that's the way it is and needs to be with us.
You know, the more Jesus said in John chapter 8, or was it? No. I think it was in Matthew chapter 7. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. At nursing home ministry that I was talking about a few minutes ago, one of the songs we do most times is This Little Light of Mine. I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. We choose to let our light shine, or our light can be hidden under a bushel, which is the second verse of that song. Hide it under a bushel.
No.
I'm going to let it shine. And we can, you know, and then the third verse is Don't Let Satan blow it out, okay? And he tries so hard to blow out our light, the light of God's presence in our lives being manifested everywhere we go. The devil, why does he do that, Nan? Why does the devil want to blow out your light?
Well, he wants to impact the ability that of the Lord living through our lives and sharing Jesus with people. You know, if you can blow out my light, that may mean it's blown out my motivation.
Right.
It's blown out my desire to please God.
Yes.
The craving that I have, the yearning that I have of learning more of God, it blows out. It's just a lot of things blow out of our life.
Right.
And by doing that, then we're not being the effective people that God wants us to be moving forward in the purpose that he has.
Right.
Because Satan wants to interfere with purposely us being able to move forward and doing what we need to do for the kingdom's sake. He can do that if our light goes out.
Oh, it does. And we mentioned this verse the last couple of weeks, and we got to mention it one more time. James 4:7, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Okay. I love that verse. James 4:7, submit. It starts out with submit to God. Okay. Submit to God. In other words, Lord, okay, I want you to use me today. Mm-hmm. However you choose to use me, I am here as your vessel to be used of you. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I think a lot of people think the devil is so strong that he will not flee, but he will.
He will.
Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And we've got to realize that our lives need to be filled up with this light. And look at verse 7 of 2 Corinthians 4. If you only look at us, you might well miss the brightness. This is where a lot of people get into trouble in verse 7 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. They keep their eyes on people and they expect perfection, or they expect them to respond the way they would respond in a given situation, and they can get all hung up, can't they, Nan?
Sometimes they just get hung up. They miss what's happening by getting hung up on that type of thing.
Right. Absolutely. And it gets you into trouble. I mean,
big
there's
trouble.
How does that verse 7 read in your King James?
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Mm-hmm.
I made a note here in my margin. I circled power and I put miracles.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he will work miracles through our lives with his power.
Oh, he will. And he does. You haven't even looked at the sheet in front of you to see what the next song is going to be.
I had not. I looked at the time, but I didn't look at the title.
Right. And this next song is entitled Here Comes a Miracle by Ray Bolts, which we'll get to here in just a second. We need to be the vessels that best, as much as we can, show God's light to everybody around us. And when we do, and we are, when we say, God, use me today to bring a miracle into somebody's life. You know, maybe the miracle is something so simple as a smile, a hug for mm-hmm. someone, a $20 bill given to a random mm-hmm. stranger. I know you've done that, and I know a lot of people have done that, when God just lays something on their heart to help somebody. Whatever it is that you are asked by God to do to be the light in a given situation, when we obey and we're the light, we can be a miracle. We can be the tool for the miracle that God uses us to bring about that miracle.
I want to share this simply because of just to share it, not to say me. But I remember one time I gave a lady, the Lord lay on my heart to give this lady $20. And I gave it to her in a grocery store, and she got very suspicious. Like, what was I wanting? You know, and I just said, it's from God. And it's interesting the amount of people, you know, you walk off from that, you just say, God bless you.
Right.
And you walk off, and it's amazing how many people say, God bless you back. Now, they don't right. necessarily even know God, but they're like so happy about that. God bless you too, you know? But, you know, it's sowing little seed. That is sowing
yes.
a seed into
yes.
someone's life, you know? They may think back on that at a later time and say, you know, you used brother so-and-so over there, that man over there, use that man over there to give me something I needed at the time. I'm in need now.
Right.
I trust you now. I look to you now to help me with my needs. It could be someone that got help who used to be in church that walked away from church because of hurt or pain, and God can bring them back. And it's the little things we do. We need to wake up every day and say, like you just said, how can you use me to shed a miracle on someone, to bless them in some way, or
Ooh.
Help them in some way, or reach out to them in some way? Let me be a light. Just let me be a light for you.
Absolutely. And I think a big part of this that you just are talking about is expecting miracles in our lives. So listen to this song and let your faith rise. Here comes a miracle.
They followed him on dusty roads, wherever he would lead. Multitudes would gather as he healed each disease. With eyes of wonder, they would watch as he would stop to pray. And when he spoke the word of faith, you could hear them say, here comes a miracle, here comes a miracle.
Oh, can't you feel it?
Can't you feel it in the air? That look is on. And I know a miracle is near. The lame could walk, the deaf could hear, blinded eyes could see. Those who had been bound for years were suddenly set free. They came in desperation, the hurting and the poor. But when they saw him through the crowd, they knew what was in store. Here comes a miracle, here
And still today, we follow him. We claim his word is true. Nothing is impossible. What he says, he'll do. And though this world may doubt us, and though they laugh and stare, someday all men will see the truth when we see him in the air.
Praise God. Praise God. Woo, a miracle is near for you, dear listeners, this day. Nan got a poem. I saw her typing in the other room there.
It's entitled Miracles for You.
Yes.
I have miracles for you, precious little one. I desire to bless you in so many ways. Look to me with an expectant heart. Listen to me while you dedicatedly pray. I see what you need. I really do. Trust me. That is what I ask you to do. I will supply the needs that you have. I will give many miracles to you. Read my word. See what I've promised you. Cling to those words. Believe you'll receive.
Mm-hmm.
I will move in your situations even this day. And then you'll look back at this time and see. You'll see how I was working all things together for your benefit. For your good. Now exercise your faith and believe for the miracles. This is what this minute you should do.
Wow. Praise God. God is really speaking today. And he's encouraging us to believe him for these miracles. And to realize that he does have a purpose in our lives. He has a purpose for us. We may be a conduit of blessing for somebody else. We may be the one on the receiving end of that miracle, but whatever it is, we got to get involved with God's plan and his purpose, Nan. That's what I'm hearing in this. Is there a part of that you want to read again? Or you just want to...
There really is.
Go ahead. I'm feeling that. Yeah.
Yes. The first verse, two lines in it that he said, listen to me with an expectant heart. Listen to me while you dedicatedly pray.
Hmm.
And we need to look to him with an expectant heart.
Oh, yeah.
I expect you. You're true to your word, Father.
Yes.
I expect you to move in the situation.
Yes.
I expect you to give me guidance on what I need to do. And I believe that you will do it. And,
right.
And we just simply need to believe that he will do. We need to look for those miracles. We've talked about waking up and saying, how can I be a miracle today?
Right.
But there may be someone else is waking up that says, how can I be a miracle today? And just what you said, God uses that person, say, in my life,
right,
that day when
exactly.
I'm needing to hear.
Yes.
What, you know, one of my Christian friends at work said, sent me a text. We were texting and sent me a text. And it really made my day, what she said in that text to me.
Wow.
And it was something that really blessed me when I heard it. And that was God reaching out to me.
Yes.
He reaches through his word. He reaches through each of us to other people.
Here comes a miracle. And when we start our day and go through our day believing that we can be a miracle to someone else, be a channel of blessing to someone else, and that we can receive blessings and miracles through other people, but realizing those are coming from God to us, what a way to live your day. I mean, you talk about purpose. I mean, you can be so fired up knowing that mm-hmm. you're going to be either a channel of blessing
right.
and a miracle coming through you, or you're going to be receiving it, giving and receiving. Luke 6:38 says this, and usually we refer to this passage about as money. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give into your bosom. With a measure you give out, it's measured back to you in return. Mm-hmm. That we usually quote that in reference to money, but it can also be just in blessing people with a smile, with a hug, with a time of prayer for their needs. Mm-hmm. Possibly you wake up in the middle of the night and somebody's on your heart. Take time to pray for them. Give them, you know, be a tool of blessing. Be a tool of that miracle happening in their lives through your prayers. Go ahead.
You know, when we're all doing this.
Yeah.
When we're all doing this, as we're all unified, everyone's doing, I mean, what an impact.
Oh,
that
my.
Is making
oh, my.
For the kingdom of God to people who are unchurched, who say, but I've lived a good life. I do nice things. I do things for people. I donate to people. But they need to see that extra in us. And that extra in us is
yes.
God. And it's the love of Jesus shining through our lives to a lost and dying world.
Oh, amen. Let's look at verse 7 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. If you only look at us, you might well miss the brightness. We carry this precious message around in the unadorned, I love this in the Message Bible, unadorned clay pots of our ordinary lives. That's to prevent anyone from confusing God's incomparable power with us. As it is, there's not much chance of that. You know we're not much ourselves to look at. We've been surrounded and battered by troubles, but we're not demoralized. And we'll talk more about that concept in a minute. Let's look at the first part of that I just read. We carry this precious message around in the unadorned clay pots of our ordinary lives. That's to prevent anyone from confusing God's incomparable power with us. Talk to me about that, Nan. I love those verses in 2 Corinthians 4.
Well, it's important that people see that what's in me is God, not Nan.
Absolutely. That's the point here.
I don't want them to see Nan.
No.
Because Nan could probably have attitudes. Nan could whatever.
Really?
You know, yeah, no. You know, and that type of thing. But you want
we
to see
could.
Jesus. We all could. And we want them. We are here to make a difference. Jesus
yes.
walked on the face of this earth and he made a difference.
He made a difference.
He blessed people.
Yes.
As he went his way, he performed miracles as he
right.
went his way. Now, it doesn't mean someone's going to walk down the street and someone that's laying there dead, raise him from the dead. No, that's not what we're saying. That's what he did.
Right.
And it does happen today.
It does happen.
It does happen today. But that's not the only way. I mean,
right.
we can walk through and bless people in our lives, be it give someone some money that needs it.
Right.
Be it buy something for someone that they need. You see your neighbor's child and maybe old shoes, go buy them some shoes.
Right.
That's blessing.
Amen.
And that you're moving in the way in which you should move. And that can be the purpose in their life, is to reach out to other people in need. That might be, I feel strongly about this. This is for someone. They need to move forward in how they need. God is laying on their heart to do something. They better do it.
Right.
Because they will be a blessing. That is God moving through them. That is their purpose. That is their call. I feel like there's someone listening. It's their calling to reach out to people in need.
Right.
Move forward in that calling. That
right.
is your purpose right now on this earth.
Woo! Praise God. Thank you for sharing that. You know, I was thinking about this radio outreach as you were speaking right there. Because this was such a burden on my heart. And it had some negative comments from some of our people years ago when we began this. Why do you want to do that? Why are you doing that? Why do you want to spend that money? You know? And as when we first started in 07, April of 07, we were just an hour. And right away, within a few weeks, we went to 90-minute show because we knew we had way more to say than 1 hour, you know, which meant more money. Mm-hmm. And then a couple years later, we went to a 2-hour show, and we've stayed a 2-hour show. And I've had people say, and people that I know, people, some of them in the ministry, why do you want to spend that money on all that? I have a purpose. This is mm-hmm. part of my destiny. This
mm-hmm.
is part
exactly.
of who I am, to be able to get on the radio and syndication as we are now, and as many places as we can get the word out. That's our goal. And when you have purpose, you put money into it.
Right.
You plant your finances and you plant your energy you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it takes energy to come in here and do a 2-hour show. And I love it. I love it. And now I'm actually running the board and all that stuff. I absolutely love it. But for some people, they would say, oh, that's a lot of money and that's a bother. That's, you know, you could be out at the beach on Sunday afternoon. No, I'd rather be right here in this chair on Sunday afternoon. You know, I love doing what we're doing to get the outreach through this show and Go Yard on Thursday night because there's purpose to it. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's changing lives. And so wherever each of us is in our walk with the Lord, we got to say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Mm-hmm. You know, God planted this in my heart many, many years ago. So, but it's a matter of walking in obedience and listening to his voice, isn't it, Nan?
Yeah, so that there again, I'm going to go back to those two lines. I'm looking at, I'm thinking, it goes right with that. So he said, look in that poem you just read, look to me with an expectant heart. Mm-hmm. Listen to me while you dedicatedly pray. And we need to listen to him. You know, some people think prayer time, you know, is all you do is you go to God and you tell him what you need. God, I need this, not I need that. Well, he likes to hear us right. Bring our needs to him. He already knows what they are, but he likes, for it increases our faith when we bring our requests to him, and then he answers those prayers. It's increasing our faith because we brought it to him.
Woo, yeah.
But he speaks to us too.
Yes.
And you encourage people to sit down with a journal and
right.
just say, Father, speak to me.
Right.
And he will.
He will.
He will, and he will, and you can write down those things for him, and you know,
and he will tell you things. I encourage people, and we have a lot of our Beacon people that have done this, and I do it consistently. I ask the Lord, what does he want to say to me, with a pen and a journal, a piece of paper, and often it'll just start out, my daughter, I say unto you, mm-hmm. you know, and then it just goes on, and you just write as fast as you can sometimes what God's saying to you. But he wants to speak to our individual lives, does he not? He wants to impact our lives.
He does. A lot of times what happens with me is I'll just sit down at the computer, and he'll share.
Like those poems that come.
Right, like that. And he laid on my heart, in fact, yesterday, and I literally slept all day yesterday because I was so tired from the work week. But he's laid on my heart, pull out the notebook. There's a particular notebook that has a lot of things he's spoken to me since the beginning of the year.
Right.
He said, read that.
Read that.
And so I've started reading that. And just, it's like, wow. You know, it's when he gives it to us, like today he may give whatever.
Right.
But when you get it, you look at your whole journal together.
Right.
You're like, wow, it almost makes this little book to you.
Yeah.
And that's stuff from God to you.
Yes.
And in that stuff, in those things he shares with you, he will share the purpose he has for you.
Yes.
He will lead you as you listen to him. And we need to pray to him. We need to praise him. But it's very important. We need to listen to him.
Yes.
And he may speak to us through that prayer time, which he will. He may speak to us through the song on the radio. He may even speak to us through a sermon.
Yes.
Or through a person coming to us saying, I feel like the Lord wants me to share this with you. We need to be mindful because there's all different kind of ways he'll speak to us. But he's molding us into and showing us that purpose that he has for us to be that silver goblet.
Whoa, absolutely.
To be that silver goblet for him.
Yeah, praise God. We got to believe. And this song by the Katinas, I believe, yes, is entitled Believe. And for everything we've been talking about here, Nan, today, if we don't believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, how can we reach out for miracles?
We can't.
If we don't believe that God wants to bless us and give us purpose, how can we ever find that purpose?
We can't.
We got to believe.
We have to believe.
If you choose to believe.
Believing God to find your purpose in His plan. Praise God. We got to believe. We got to believe. Man.
He inspired a song, a poem that's entitled Believe. It's your choice. It's here for you to make. What will you choose to do this very day? Will you believe that I'm moving for you? Will you believe that I'm making the way? I will move in your circumstances you face. You'll be okay. I will give direction. You can move forward in me. You know that you have my protection. I have a mighty plan for your life. There's a specific purpose that I have for you. Look to me with faith in your heart and believe for you good things I will do. Believe, 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 believe. I am working all things together for your good. Trust, 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 little one. These are things that you should do.
Wow.
And in all the poems he's ever inspired, I know he's never inspired in such a way to use the same word five times in a poem. But I think that's what he's trying to say today. Is believe. We have to believe.
Yes.
If I didn't believe that he had a purpose for my life, I would just stop, Pastor.
Oh, I know. It'd be too easy to stop.
I wouldn't be here on Sunday afternoons. I believe this is part of my purpose in life is to be on these shows when I'm scheduled to be here. If I didn't believe that, I would still have stayed at home.
Right, sure.
With my roommate who's going, oh, you're leaving? And I slept all day yesterday. So, I mean, it would have been convenient.
Yeah.
But God has a purpose.
Right.
And has a calling on my life. Part of that is to be here.
Absolutely.
And he has a calling on many, many people's lives
who
are listening to us right now, that he has a purpose for them. And they
absolutely
need to spend time in prayer, listen to him, read his word. He will guide them in that purpose. They may already be on that path of that
they
specific purpose right now. They may need encouragement at this moment.
Go ahead.
I speak life. I speak life into whoever's
Amen.
Listening that needs to
Thank
hear
you,
this.
Jesus.
You are moving in the way you're supposed to. This is from God to you. You're moving in the way you're supposed to. He has you on the path of the purpose of what your
Praise
life is.
God.
Be encouraged. Be encouraged by the power of the Spirit of the Lord. Be encouraged this moment. Whether you're listening live or whether you're listening at a later time, he is speaking to you. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Move forward in him. He will Woo. Lead you. He will guide you.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for that word to those listeners who needed to hear that very thing. When you believe that God can show you his purpose for your life, I think your attitude, everything changes. you know, I think that the devil has so many people bowed down under the concept that they have done too much wrong in their life. They have messed up too much, and they're not going to be able to be everything that God wants them to be, that there's just no hope for them, that they just can't do it. And, you know, we got to defeat those lies of the enemy. You know, Jesus said that the devil's a liar and the father of lies. Jesus said that he was the way, the truth, and the life. And he's our good shepherd. He's the one that comes and talks to us and encourages us and leads us in the path everlasting. You know, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We got to believe that. You know, I love Psalm 23. That's what I was just quoting. Psalm 23, it starts out, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. You know, and when we realize that God is our shepherd, we're the sheep, he's teaching us, he's directing us down the path like the good shepherd should and does. Wow, how our lives change when we believe that we can fulfill God's purpose for our lives. I believe that today for me. I believe it for you, Nan. I believe it for our listeners. They can find what his purpose is, and they can become fired up about it.
They can.
They can.
They can.
Woo. Why live a mediocre, just so-so life, full of drama, full of discouragement, full of depression, full of anxiety, full of worry, full of fear, when you can live as an overcomer? I love what Paul says here in 2 Corinthians 4, I don't know, it's about verse 9 or 10. We've been surrounded and battered by troubles, but we're not demoralized. We've had all kinds of things happen. I have. Mm-hmm. Okay, but we haven't given up. We're not sure what to do, but we know that God knows what to do. Love that in the Message Bible. We're not sure what to do, but we know God knows what to do. We've been spiritually terrorized, but God hasn't left our side. Read that in the King James. We've been persecuted and all that in the King James. You see where it starts?
Verse 8.
I think so. Trouble on every side.
We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed.
Right.
We are perplexed, but not in despair.
Amen.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Right.
Cast down, but not destroyed.
Woo! Amen, amen, amen. Wow. Oh. Ooh. Praise God. I just had somebody text and they said this. You may not see his destiny for you right away. It may come slowly. Just believe and it will happen when it's time for it to be shown to you. Thank you, caller, for texting that. I agree with that. It doesn't all come, in fact, it rarely comes in one big complete package where you see it all and know where you're going. It's a matter of stepping out in faith. We have been playing songs today that talk about that faith. You know, we started out with the stand and then just really talking about believing God for him to tell you and show you each step of the way. He may just only show you what's going to happen in the next 2 minutes. He may not even tell you that. I tell you what, you got something there, Nan?
It's coming as we're talking.
All right. Okay. So it doesn't matter if you've been persecuted, beat up. As it says here in the Message Bible, we've been surrounded and battered by troubles. A lot of us have. But we're not demoralized. We're not sure what to do, but we know that God knows what to do. We've been spiritually terrorized, but God hasn't left our side. We've been thrown down, but we haven't broken. Praise God. What they did to Jesus, they do to us. Trial and torture, mockery and murder. What Jesus did among them, he does in us. He lives. Our lives are a constant risk for Jesus' sake, which makes Jesus' life all the more evident in us. While we're going through the worst, you're getting in on the best. And Paul goes on to say, you know what? Yeah, we've gone through some really tough times. We've gone through times where I didn't know what was going to happen next. He said, but, you know, God gets glory out of the bad things that happen to us too, because he turns them around. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Go ahead, Nan.
move forward with how I have led. My purpose is before you, little one. I will help you on this path you travel. For my glory, many things will be done. Believe, I will fulfill my purpose in your life. You will move forward boldly in me. Of defeat, downheartedness, sadness, you will overcome. You will be freed. I have a mighty purpose for you. It will all be worth your while. Move forward in the path I have set. Look to me. As you travel, you can smile. Will you move forward in my purpose?
Well, boy, that is very strong. Will you? It ends with mm-hmm. will you? Because it is a choice. And God's not going to make you get on board with his purpose for you. He's going to encourage you to do it. He's going to show you the benefits of it. And sometimes we don't know the benefits till we're right in it. I want you to read that one more time because it ends with, will you? And I think that is huge. Will you, dear audience, will you desire to fulfill God's purpose for your lives? Go ahead.
Move forward with how I have led. My purpose is before you, little one. I will help you on this path you travel. For my glory, many things will be done.
Mm-hmm.
Believe I will fulfill my purpose in your life. You will move forward boldly in me. Of defeat, downheartedness, sadness, you will overcome. You will be freed. I have a mighty purpose for you. It will be worth your while. Move forward in the path I've set. Look to me as you travel. You can smile.
Yes.
Will you move forward in my purpose? You know, in that second verse, it says, of defeat, downheartedness, sadness, you will overcome, you'll be freed. You know, sometimes we have to move forward in what we feel the purpose of our life is in the midst of what we're facing.
Right.
You know, it's not like instantaneously. Sometimes he does do it instantaneously and works in situations in our lives. But sometimes we can't wait till everything's perfect in our lives to move forward in our purpose, because as we go through with that purpose that he has for us, we're learning as we go. We're growing as we
Amen.
Go. You
yes.
know, and I can see some things that he's seen me through in the past that I was like in terrible situations and stuff happening, but I would continue to look to him and move forward in what the purpose of my life was at that time.
Right.
And actually, after I got through all that, he was able to help me minister to people at a later time because of what I had gone through.
But absolutely.
Maintaining that eye on the goal of what he has, and that's the purpose for our life.
Absolutely. There's value in finding that out. There's value in putting one foot in front of the other, as we talked about last week. God often is not going to show you the whole picture. He usually is not.
I remember I had passed out three different pictures at Beacon I would have for a visitor's packet. And one
right.
of them was the high up from a little tower at a park. And it showed the walkway.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
I like
and then
that.
It veered off, and it was around, it was entitled Around the Bend.
Right.
And it's like you could only see so far on that walk until you veered off to the right, and then you would see the next steps that you were going. And that's the way it is with the Lord.
Absolutely, it is the way it is with the Lord. Dear ones, we encourage you to go back and listen to some of the shows here in this series. We began this series on April 12th, I believe. So we're about a month into it, and you can go back on our website, bohmglobal.com, and catch shows that you've missed. At the end of each month, our webmaster puts all the shows for that month on our two websites, bohmglobal.com for this show, Living a Good Life, and goyard2014.org is the website for our Thursday night counseling life coaching show. That starts at 6:06 every Thursday night, goes for an hour with Dr. Angel Falzoni, one of our ministry team members, and with me, Mama Mac, that's my other name on Thursday nights. And we welcome you to join us for that show and then this show every week. Use our prayer line. We want you to. We are busy on it, and that's great. We love all the prayer requests that come in. And Pastor Jim or Betty up in Indiana will write a prayer for that request and send it out to the radio team. If you want to be a member of the radio team, it's easy. Just send an email to prayers@bohmglobal.com and say, put me on the prayer team. You don't have to be an active member, quote unquote, of Beacon here in Clearwater. You can be, a lot of people are on the prayer team that are not a part of the church ministry here. Friday night gathering is what we do now. We do not have a Sunday morning or Wednesday night anymore. We changed that last summer. And it's Friday nights, 6:30 at the Ramada Inn in Clearwater, 3580 Almerton Road. Nan, do you have some final comments for our audience?
Just, I encourage the people to search God, what he has for them to do, and then move forward in doing it and listen to him when
right.
they pray, and he will speak to them and he will guide them. And they may see, he may show them just something, and they say, how can I do that? Well, he who he calls, he will equip.
Right.
And he will guide them. That's many times how you learn as you go. And he shows you the next one or two steps. But go in those two steps. One step, he'll show you more.
I absolutely.
To seek to be fired up for purpose of what God has for them.
Absolutely. It's so important that we desire, desire to know what God has for us. I don't know about you, but it's like Christmas morning when you're a little kid, you know, and you
yes.
get up and you see the gifts under the tree and you want to unwrap them. What happened here? You know, what did
right.
Santa bring? Whatever. Guys, God has given you mm-hmm. all kinds of gifts mm-hmm. and abilities, and you have potential on the inside of you. And we have this treasure. We're going to talk more about that next mm-hmm. week. This treasure in the unadorned clay pots of our ordinary lives. Boy, I like that.
I like that.
We've got so much that we can become. We can become mm-hmm. so much in God, and we can accomplish so much for his kingdom as we listen. As we listen to his voice, you know, as we listen. Oh, all right. So we encourage you to join us next week, 3:00 Eastern time for this show. Go to our website, bohmglobal.com, to listen to past shows. Please listen Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. to our life coaching show. And that is Go Yard with Mama Mac. And we encourage you to listen to that. We're going to do part of a song, and then Big Ed's going to take over right at the hour and do something different here right at 5:00. So here's our parting song. And thank you, audience, for being great and getting with us. Our text number, as always, 727-888-4171. You can join us anytime. Big Ed will take over right at 5:00.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay.